Well, with just a week to go before the midterm elections, President Obama is in Wisconsin today, stumping for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke, who's challenging Republican Governor Scott Walker. And a new poll from Marquette Law shows the race is deadlocked. And while Wisconsin Republicans are wasting no time tying Mary Burke to what they say are President Obama's failed policies, Mary Burke is welcoming President Obama's visit. Governor Walker may be, too. He told the Associated Press, "I'm wondering what took him so long." Meanwhile, Democratic leaders today will come together on a conference call where House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is expected to make a final fundraising pitch for some of the most vulnerable House Democrats. And that brings us to this week's District Profile. This week, for the last District Profile in our series, we turn to Pennsylvania's 6th District, where Republican Ryan Costello will face Democrat Manon Trivedi. Holly Otterbein is reporter for Here and Now, contributing station WHYY in Philadelphia. She joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us first about the 6th District.
Sure. The 6th Congressional District in Pennsylvania includes the Philadelphia suburbs, Berks, Chester, Lehigh, Montgomery counties. It went for Mitt Romney by 3 points in 2012, represented by a man named Jim Gerlach, a Republican, for the last dozen years. But Democrats have been looking at Gerlach's seat for a while now, and with him vacating it, they see this as the best shot that they've got at winning that seat. But now the Rothenberg Political Report is calling it Republican favored.
Well, and we always hear about these Philadelphia suburbs in the presidential election years as places where voters can be swung from one side to the other. Let's hear about the candidates. And first, the Democrat Manon Trivedi, who was asked at a recent debate about gun control.
Sad to say that my opponent is one of the, I think, the only Republican or Democrat in the whole Delaware Valley, accepting NRA money. And so it's unfortunate that the influence of special interests like the NRA are clouding our decision on such common sense legislation.
Now, Ryan Costello, the Republican, responded by saying that he's independent, he thinks for himself, and he doesn't take orders from anybody. So the issue of gun control has obviously come up. But tell us more about Manon Trivedi.
Manon Trivedi is an Iraq War veteran. He's a physician, and he has never held elected office before. He's running for Congress for the third time. So he's trying to position himself as the outsider candidate, as the person who's going to be the fresh face in Congress. Ryan Costello, on the other hand, he is the chairman of the Chester County Board of Commissioners. He's served in a number of other elected offices in the area, and he is somewhat of a moderate Republican. He supports things like expanded access to birth control, and he supports medical marijuana.
And at a recent debate, he was asked what he thinks of military budget cuts. Let's listen to what he said.
The problem that we have in Washington, D.C. right now is that we're not even operating under a budget because the House and the Senate can't come to an agreement on a budget, and the president hasn't signed a budget. And so all of a sudden, we have all these demands on us as a country, and we're not even airing the issues that we need to speak about in order to make those sort of budgeting priorities.
Holly, we've seen in race after race across the country that a lot of national issues are being brought up, that President Obama is being brought in and tied to the Democratic candidate. Is this race being run on national issues or local issues?
We're hearing a lot about national issues. Manon Trivedi is a physician, as I said earlier, and he wants to go to Congress to help fix Obamacare as someone who is a healthcare professional. Ryan Costello is, unsurprisingly, a critic of Obamacare, and this has come up a number of times in the race. He doesn't think that it's going anywhere anytime soon, but he wants to fix it as well. We're also hearing a bit about abortion. Trivedi is a supporter of abortion rights. Ryan Costello is anti-abortion, with exceptions for when the mother's life is at risk.
Is there a lot of outside money coming into the race?
There is some outside spending, mostly for Costello. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has put out an ad in support of Trivedi. It was slightly misleading. It says he held the line on taxes when, in fact, he voted to raise property taxes by 5% in 2012. We haven't seen as much outside spending for Manon Trivedi. We were expecting to see more, but the House Majority Political Action Committee, which is a super PAC that supports Democrats, canceled almost $600,000 of ad time recently. This signals that the race is not as competitive as I think Trivedi would like it to be. And the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee also canceled some ad time.
And we know that there's a governor's race going on in Pennsylvania where the Democrat is favored to win by a large margin right now. Is the fact that it's not a tight statewide race, is that going to depress turnout in this election, or what are we expecting?
That is a fear among Democrats. I think at this point, some Democrats are looking now at the 2016 election and hoping that that may be the time that they're able to pick up the seat. When it's a presidential election and when perhaps someone like Hillary Clinton is on the ballot, it will be easier to pick up the seat.
Hmm. And what about redistricting? If you look at the map of this district, it kind of looks like a dragon. It's a very specifically drawn district. Has that had an impact on this race?
I think it has. For many years, Jim Gerlach, the current representative, never won by a large majority, but the seat recently became much safer for Republicans when the GOP redrew the redistricting map that went into effect before the 2012 election. So the map, it lost some Democratic areas in places like Norristown, picked up some more Republican parts of Berks and Lebanon counties, and I think that made it much more favorable for Ryan Costello than for Manon Trivedi.
What are the polls saying?
There actually haven't been any independent polls. So we are looking to analysts who say that the race is not as competitive as perhaps it once looked. And also, if you look at the Democratic super PACs that are withdrawing their ad time, I think that signals that this isn't looking that good for Manon Trivedi.
Holly Otterbein of Here Now Contributing Station WHYY in Philadelphia talking with us about the 6th district in Pennsylvania. Holly, thank you.
Thank you for having me.